This is the Baseball Insider with MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carboni. I'm Bill Newell. Andy, welcome. How you doing?
Hanging in there, Bill. And another week has gone by in Red Sox Nation. Some news to report out there. We'll get everyone all updated.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, there actually is some news here to report. So some signings. Eduardo Rodriguez.
Yes, he tops the list of Red Sox signings yesterday. He signed a one-year, $8.3 million contract to avoid salary arbitration. Other players avoiding arbitration include pitcher Matt Barnes. He gets a one-year, $4.5 million deal. Other one-year deals avoiding arbitration goes to pitchers Ryan Brazier, Austin Bryce, and Chris Mazza, along with outfielder Yairo Munoz and catcher Kevin Pawlecki.
Interesting. All right. What else do we have on the Red Sox beat, if you will?
Well, the Red Sox have added another pitcher to their 40-man roster. He's 26-year-old Joe Piampos off of waivers from the Diamondbacks. He pitched in just 7 innings in the majors in his career, so we'll have to see how that plays out, if at all. The team has also added 7 other prospects to their 40-man roster, including pitchers Ryan Mata and Jay Groom. Red Sox have announced that pitchers Ryan Weber and Matt Hall have cleared waivers. They've been assigned to Pawtucket/Worcester. And the Sox did designate pitcher Robert Stock for assignment, but he was picked up yesterday by the Cubs.
Is there any free agent news at all with the team?
Well, one bit of news out there is that they are showing some interest. 2-time Cy Young Award winner Corey Kluber. Kluber is a free agent. He makes his home in the greater Boston area in the offseason. Kluber pitched in just 1 inning for the Rangers last year before suffering a shoulder injury. So that could be a low-cost add for the Red Sox for their pitching staff, and that would be a good name to bring in to help mentor the younger pitchers out there and also maybe someone that can eat some innings. But, of course, the Red Sox aren't the only team that's looking for Kluber's services. He's going to work out for scouts in the coming weeks, so we'll have to see how that all plays out.
Yeah, well, he's right in the neighborhood. He'd come down, sign a quick contract. Why not? Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a perfect match.
Absolutely right. He's right nearby. He's available. All right. Any other team news for the Red Sox?
Well, if you're looking to put some single game tickets in the stocking for Christmas, you're going to have to hold off on that. Put some IOUs in those stockings because single game tickets for 2021 are not going on sale in December as usual. They will now be available in either January or February. So we'll have to stay tuned to see when that all plays out.
Have to get a Red Sox vaccination too, maybe with that.
With every ticket you get a vaccine and a mask. So.
You know, it's funny. I was going to ask you about baseball related gifts, and that would be one that is not on the table this year for sure. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Yep. But you could get yourself a baseball card collection for the holidays. You can support the Red Sox Foundation purchasing raffle tickets to win General Manager Brian O'Halloran's 20,000. Card collection. More information is available at redsox.com. And also just in time for the holidays, the Pawtucket Red Sox holding a virtual yard sale beginning at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. So some other items you can put under the Christmas tree. It's going to feature player jerseys, autographed baseballs, game-used equipment like bats, balls, and helmets. Red Sox are presenting the event live on Facebook and on Twitter.
I got you. All right. Hey, you always tell us about what's happening on NESN. So what's going on today on NESN?
Well, today on NESN, actually, it's not on NESN. It's on NESN Plus. They've moved it over a channel. It's the best of Dustin Pedroia. I guess he can't make the official NESN roster, so he's on NESN Plus. It's a 3 o'clock first pitch this afternoon, a game from back in 2016 when Pedroia hit a 3-run homer in the 9th inning on the road against the Anaheim Angels to give the Red Sox the win. So, again, another exciting game to watch if you want some baseball this afternoon. In fact, I was watching some of yesterday's game, Bill, believe it or not. Would you expect me not to do otherwise?
No.
It was a game where Pedroia, back in 2010, went 5-for-5 in a game in Colorado against the Rockies. And he hit 3 home runs. So that was probably the biggest game of Pedroia's career. So this one maybe not so much, but still. Red Sox win coming away at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Stay tuned.
Yeah, so let's all get our uniforms dirty and sit by the TV this afternoon. There you go.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Around Major League Baseball, Andy, share with us some of the news from the major leagues.
Yeah, a few notes out there. Steve Cohen, the new owner of the Mets, revealed that he is the owner of the ball that went through Red Sox first baseman Bill Buckner's legs in Game 6 of the 1986 World Series. Cohen purchased the ball from actor Charlie Sheen for $410,000. Cohen said the ball will now be displayed at the Mets Museum in Citi Field.
Hmm, that's interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you get an extra $410,000 lying around, you can buy a baseball, and certainly it was a famous one at that.
Yeah, I'm looking at that price tag, Andy, for that $410,000. I'm wondering, should it be more? Should it be less? I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's a good question. Good question. You know, I may expect it to be a little more. I forget what Charlie Sheen originally purchased it for back when he got it, but that's a very famous ball in baseball history. No question about it.
Yeah, that's for some, I guess. Yeah, it's famous, and no matter what. Okay. Anything else in Major League Baseball news, Andy?
Well, the Blue Jays have announced that they plan to demolish Rogers Center and build a brand-new baseball-only stadium. Rogers Center, originally known as Sky Dome, opened back in 1989. Major League Baseball has established a draft league, which will be a wooden bat league for top prospects that are eligible for the draft. 68-game season will run from mid-May through mid-August. So I guess this will compete with the leagues like the Cape Cod League, where the top potential prospects for Major League Baseball will play some summer ball. And future Hall of Famer Ichiro Suzuki has a new job. He's going to coach a high school team in Japan.
Nice. All right. You know, you kind of answered my question of where this wooden bat league would be, and not where it would be, but what kind of players it would be going after. So, yeah, that's it. That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, and the point of this league, I guess, is with Major League Baseball chopping a bunch of minor league affiliates throughout the league. A lot of the teams are going to be in this wooden bat league will be in locations that have lost their affiliates going forward. So we'll have to see how it all plays out. The official announcement as to where the teams will be located at this point has not been announced. They just announced that the league will be taking place, so there'll be more details to follow.
Hey, speaking of holiday gifts for baseball fans, do you have one, even though it may not be Red Sox tickets in your stocking this year?
Well, that's a good question, Bill. I haven't really thought that much ahead for the old stocking this year, but me personally, I always like my new Red Sox calendar for my office to get myself excited for the upcoming season with the schedule inside and all that type of thing. And that's always a good item for a Red Sox fan. But it's going to be a little different this year without potentially people getting tickets. That's for sure. That's always a big draw on Christmas morning.
Yeah, and you can keep track of the days of the week as well by the same way. You know what I mean?
I always it's very important. I got to know where I have to be, Bill. That's for sure. I got to know when I gotta give you a call for the latest update on the Baseball Insider. So I mark it on my calendar every day.
There you go. That's it. There he is, our Baseball Insider. Very punctual, and it's Andy Carboni, msonewsports.com. I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for joining us today.